With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Correspondent Eric Tucker reports that while the Trump alleged hush money trial is going on, the former president is expected to use the trial to boost his presidential campaign.
We can anticipate a familiar dynamic where he uses his legal troubles to bolster his own presidential candidacy. He's going to be trying to rally his base. He's going to be trying to paint this case and others as examples of what he says is political persecution. And that dynamic now is something that we've come to expect from Donald Trump. We can definitely expect that continue in the coming weeks.
Jury selection now underway in New York. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden hosting Iraq's leader at the White House as fears grow for a major escalation in Mideast hostilities following Iran's weekend attack on Israel. Biden met with Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammad Shia Osadi at the White House for talks intended to focus primarily on U.S.-Iraq relations. The president says the United States is committed to Israel's security even as he pushes for a pause in the Gaza war.
We're committed to a ceasefire that will bring the hostages home and preventing conflict from spreading beyond what it already has.
Meanwhile, a former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. says Israel must respond to Iraq militarily. But Dr. Michael Orenz also says the Jewish state needs to mount an international diplomatic effort
to galvanize a front against Iran, to expose the fact that Iran is the source of instability, violence, war in the Middle East. The veil has been lifted.
Orenz interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Pro-Palestinian protest against Israel in several U.S. cities in San Francisco. The Golden Gate Bridge had earlier been blocked by protesters, that forcing a massive backup. This is SRN News. A Belgian leader promotes euthanasia.
The country already allows terminally ill people to commit suicide with a doctor's help, but the president of Belgium's largest health insurance company says that's not enough. Faced with an aging population, Luc van Gorp suggests that elderly people who are in good health could opt to kill themselves for the good of the state, and presumably to save his firm some money. Pro-life advocates have warned that legalized suicide always leads in this direction. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Officials in Iowa have asked that state's Supreme Court to clear the way for a new pro-life law to go into effect. The measure bans most abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. It was in effect for just a few days last July before a district court put it on hold. The justices could decide to end the temporary pause without ruling on the law's constitutionality, instead sending the case back to lower courts for more arguments. This is SRN News. The price of oil has fallen slightly following Iran's weekend attack on Israel.
For weeks, traders and analysts have viewed the rising tensions between Israel and Iran with growing concern. This has pushed up prices, with the cost of Brent crude rising from $85 a barrel in mid-March to just over $92 on Friday. However, the limited impact of the attacks themselves, coupled with the clear diplomatic pressure on Israel to avoid escalation, appear to have given the market some reassurance. As a result, oil prices have fallen back slightly, but remain high.
BBC correspondent Theo Leggett. A U.S. citizen arrested on drug charges in Moscow amid soaring Russia-U.S. tensions has appeared in court. Robert Woodland Romanoff, facing charges of trafficking large amounts of illegal drugs as part of an organized group. It's a criminal offense punishable by up to 20 years in prison. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.